morning. Father, will give us a danceable song. I want us to worship the King of Kings. Let's worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that owns all our worship, the one that comforts us, the one that raises us when we sleep, the one that gives us hope.
Almighty Father,
thank you. Oh yes.
Almighty Father, thank you.
Oh yes.
I have nothing to give you but to say
thank you, my Lord.
Almighty Father, thank you. I'm saying thank you, Lord.
Almighty Father, thank you.
Lift up your voice.
Almighty Father, thank you.
Oh yes.
I have nothing to give you but to say thank you, Lord.
I'm
and singing and praises
Amen.
Will never depart from you in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. You can have your seat as we open our Bibles to the book of the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 11. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 11. We read from verses 1 to 4. And then we read from and then we read from 38 to the end. Let's read from verses 1 to 4. John chapter 11. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. Say amen.
Amen.
No. It is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Praise the Lord. If you are the fresh anointing this morning, a lot of things were said concerning praising God and why we should praise God. Our brother gave us just 4 reasons. We will still review them for the benefit of those of us who are not here, you know, as we go along. Okay, then let's look at 38 to 43. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been dead 4 days. New King James Version says, by now he stinks, for he has been dead 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, look at praises there. This is why we should praise God. Even somebody's already dead. And look at what Jesus was saying. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Can you believe that? I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead came out, and his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and clothes around his face. That is, he was still, you know, tied in grave clothes. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Amen. And the Lord blessed the reading and the hearing of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, it is not yet over. It is not over yet. I think that should be the best word. When you say it is not yet over, I think that is tautology. Okay, so let's put it in a sound grammar. It is not over yet. Can you please tell your neighbor it is not over yet? So, let me read the story, how I thought it should be presented. Okay. I came from a village that's so small. A village where everybody knows everybody. A village where everybody loves somebody. You can call it a small village for me, but for me, it's a big family. Some years ago, there lived in my village 2 sisters, Ada and Aku. with their only brother, Amadi. Amadi was my good friend, and through him, I became very close to their family. They lost their parents to an unknown disease at a very early age, young age. But we all became a family to them. Due to my closeness to their family, there were things I knew about them that a lot of people didn't know because of my closeness to their family. One of those things was their closeness to a particular strange man, a man I never got to know his real name, and nobody knew where he came from. But whenever he came into our village, he would always lodge in my friend's house. He became very close to their family, and he loved them so much. What even made him stranger was because he possessed supernatural powers, the kind I have never seen before. And because of his love for my friend's family, he started using his powers to solve problems in my village. He will heal people, cure all kinds of incurable diseases. He did so many great things in my village that we all fell in love with him. Whenever he was out of town, we waited his return, same way we would await the arrival of rain during our planting seasons. My friend's family were glad that through them, our village found a miracle in him. That reminds me, we popularly called him a miracle worker since we didn't know his real name. So one day, the miracle worker was out of town and my friend Amadi became sick. It was a strange sickness, one that defied all medical treatment. We tried all we could to get him back on his feet, but it was getting worse. We waited for the miracle worker to show up, but he never did. My friend was dying. We didn't know what to do. One day, our village head gathered a group of young men in our village and sent them out in search of the miracle worker in all the surrounding villages. For days, they kept on searching, but with no result. On that day, they set to return. A miracle happened. They stumbled on him. The miracle worker was found. They narrated to him that had happened. And now his good friend, Amadi, was sick unto death. But to their surprise, he refused to go with them. He rather asked them to go, that we join them later. They left in frustration and reported back to the village all that had happened. My friend Amadi and his two sisters couldn't understand why the miracle worker had not acted that way. But they decided to wait for him. They were convinced he would show up. And further convinced themselves that maybe something important had stopped him from coming immediately. They waited and waited, but the miracle man never showed up. The more they waited, the more Amadi's conditions got worse. That Friday afternoon, the whole village was covered with a cloud of mourning when the news of Amadi's death was announced. We all cried until we were out of breath. We all mourned, but there was no one to console us. There was nothing else left to be done. So my friend Amadi was finally buried amidst wailings and lamentations. It was a sad day for me. It was a sad day for the village because my friend Amadi was gone. We all had questions in our mind, but Ada and Aku had more. Why did he treat them that way? That is, we are now referring to the miracle worker. Why did he leave them at a time they needed him the most? These and more were the questions raging in their minds on that early Wednesday morning when they heard a knock at the door. Ada opened the door, and there he was, the miracle worker. Ada was motionless. The miracle worker was still. And for a minute, they stood there, staring at each other without a word. Finally, with tears dripping down her cheeks, she said to him, "Why? Why? Show me where he is." The miracle man replied quietly. Ada was furious. "He is dead. He is buried. 4 days gone," she screamed. "How could you?" She continued. We watch you do this for everybody else. But when you get to our turn, you turn your back on us. Why?" He kept silent. His head was bowed down. But replied I again and said, Take me to his grave." Ada was about lashing out again on him when Aku interrupted her. "I will take you to his grave," Aku said. Aku immediately left with him for the grave, and Ada followed them from a distance. On their way to the grave, Aku couldn't help but notice that the miracle worker was shedding tears. But she couldn't understand why. If he loved them that much, why didn't he come early enough? Why now? These and more are our thoughts. When they got to the gravesite, a lot of people were already there, for the news of his arrival had already filtered, and they all wanted to see what would happen. But he turned to Ada and Aku, and he said to them, "I am ashamed. The two of you still do not know who I am after all this while. Listen," he said to them, "I am not just a miracle worker when people are sick. I am also a miracle worker when people are dead." Amen. There was silence everywhere, but he continued, "Are you not aware that I am not just a miracle worker when there is still hope, but that I am still a miracle worker when all hope is gone?" Ada turned and looked at Aku, and it was obvious they were confused as to what to say. So they kept quiet. But it wasn't done yet, so he continued, "I am not just a miracle worker when there's light at the end of the tunnel. I'm also a miracle worker when there's darkness at the end of the tunnel." At this point, we could all sense anger in his voice. "I'm not just a miracle worker when the skies are blue, but I'm also a miracle worker when they are gray," he continued. "Get the stone of the tomb," he finally screamed at them. But someone in the crowd replied and said to him, "He will be stinking by now." Ada, whose faith at that point has come alive, responded in anger, "Do whatever he tells you to do. Get the stone removed," she thundered. 4 hefty men immediately stepped forward, and they rolled the stone away. In that instant, a miracle happened. Amadi, my friend, rose from the dead, and he walked out of the tomb. When we saw him walking out, we all ran away, thinking it was a spirit. But when we heard him calling our names, we had to stop running. He was indeed back to life. A miracle had truly happened. We were all dazed. The miracle worker then turned to us and said to us, "I'm not just a miracle worker when there's still time. I'm also a miracle worker when it is too late." Are you listening to me this morning? Right now. Maybe you're about giving up on your dreams. Or you're about giving up on your goals. You're about giving up on a loved one. You're about giving up on a project. Maybe you think it is all over for you. Listen, it is not over yet. You can achieve your dreams. You can still meet those goals. You can still come out of that situation. You can still start that business. You can still rise again. Keep your hope alive, for your dead Amadi is about to rise again. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. And so that story led me to the four reasons that our brother gave this morning why we should praise God. You know, once you know it is not yet over, will you not be able to praise God? Will you not just look at the problem and forget the problem? And take the problem, you know, kick the problem aside. It is not yet over. I don't know what you are going through. Because you are here on this Thanksgiving Sunday, it is not over yet. And it shall never be over in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Sing to Him. Thank Him. Because it is a command. Amen. So that we do not forget past victories. I was just telling us, relating what our brother told us the morning for the benefit of those that were not here. It is a command. God commands us to do what? To praise Him. All the time. No? He explained further that, look, God is not responsible for that situation, you know, that you are in. That is the work of John 10:10, Satan. What is the mission of the enemy, Satan? Is to kill, is to destroy, and to do what? Huh? To? What's the acronym we normally use? SKD. Steal, kill, and what? And destroy. So God is not responsible for that situation you find yourself in. You know? But when you find yourself there, when you praise God, it is because you have that belief that that situation is over. And it shall be over in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Many of us, why do we, when we're supposed to be praising God, knowing it is not yet over. But whenever any new problem comes, what happens? We forget past victories. As I was driving towards Chicago this morning, I told the ministers too this morning, I was reflecting over three issues that I've come across in my life. Three issues that if I am God, I won't be alive today. Three issues that God has no hand in it at all. But you know what? I blame God and I was annoyed against God. What will you do if you are God? False accusation. I have power over you to strike you dead. And you come giving me false accusation. It's like walking into the house of a king and say, Kabiesi, you are not Kabiesi at all. You are not Kabiesi at all. Because this and this and this and this you're supposed to do. And Kabiesi knew nothing about this thing. What do you think that Kabiesi is going to do for you? That's exactly the situation. Three situations like that in my life. Yet I am still alive. God kept me. Because of what? His mercy. Why do I behave that way in those three situations? Because I have forgotten past victories. Very easy for us to forget. We easily forget past victories. Number three, he said, God is magnified in our sight and in our spirit. Look, God is great anytime, anywhere. The Bible describes him as reigning in heaven and uses the whole of this as his what? His footstool. That's to tell you how great our God is. So, whether you diminish in your own heart or you lifted him, it doesn't move God. But God needs to be lifted and be magnified in our sight so that we know the type of God we are dealing with. And that is why we need to praise him all the time. When you praise him, you look at past miracles. You begin to reflect. Or past promises. Look at our mother during her testimony. God has been talking to her as she was coming. And lo and behold, when she came here, it was confirm. It makes God to be magnified in our heart. And when God is magnified in your heart, you are able to approach him and lay down your problem. You know, and get solutions. God will be magnified in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And then finally, he said, it is the easiest way to enjoy the manifestation and the presence of God. God is present everywhere. But for you to be able for him to manifest in your life, you need to praise him. And that's why I said we should praise him this morning. And I pray, as we praise God, he will be magnified in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't have much to say other than that story that I tried to conjure together. about how it was never over and it can never be over for you in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter the situation you find yourself right now, it is not yet over. Tell your neighbor it is not over yet in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I am here this morning, it shall never be over in the mighty name of Jesus. Luke 1:35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. As the power of the Most High overshadows you this month, your life will give back to the miraculous. Say a better amen. As the prophecy of the Holy Ghost is gloriously fulfilled in your life will begin to manifest its greatness. In the name of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Ghost is marvelously upon you this month, and your life will be filled with joy unspeakable. In the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost will graciously come upon you. Your life will turn around for good in the mighty name of Jesus. Praises await God in your life. Say a better amen. Praises await Him in your life. Praises await God in my life. Let's arise this morning. Let's arise. Just thank Him. Just magnify Him. I don't have much to say. In fact, I have thought, if not because of what our brother said this morning, I have thought I'm just going to read this story and then we pray and then we go. It is not over. What is that thing you want God to do for you? It is not over. You have prayed. Look at the one our sister gave. She has prayed. She has fasted. At times 21 days fast. At times 3 days fast. Nothing happened. We have so hard this morning. God is never moved by your fasting. Let me tell you that. It is for you. It's just for you to be able to feel the manifestation of God's presence in your life. That is why we fast. But when she gathered the children together, so everybody come. Let's praise God. Miracle begins to happen. The miraculous will happen in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just open your mouth. Just thank Him. Magnify the King of Kings. He said, for the mountain shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee. Say amen. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, says the Lord, that had mercy on thee. For you this morning, I decree, the mercy of God shall never depart from you. Where the bitterness of man has caused you sorrow, I prophesy and I decree this morning, the kindness of God shall give you joy in the mighty name of Jesus. The covenant of God with night and day cannot be broken, for each manifests in its season. Therefore I decree, the covenant of God concerning you shall remain unbroken in the mighty name of Jesus. In this season of divine manifestation, I decree every delay on your way shall be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. In the midst of crisis, rocking the world, rocking this city that we live in, I prophesy you shall enjoy absolute peace and all of the Almighty in the mighty name of Jesus. The all-sufficient God shall remain your source. The Lord of hosts shall continue to be your defender. In the name of Jesus, every mountain of problems and hills of challenges in your life shall melt away in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy unbroken peace. God will continually be your wonderland in the mighty name of Jesus. Miracles are your portion. Go in peace. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Before we go, let us pray for all those that are celebrating their birthday this month. If this month is your birthday, I want you to please come forward and let us pray. If this month is your birthday, come forward, come forward, come forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of God. That name that's above every other name. It shall be well with you. Psalm 68, verse 28 says, summon your power. O God, the power O God, by which you have worked for us, every evil power, that always summon you every night, is destroyed this month in the mighty name of Jesus. No evil power shall overcome you. You are a child of God. You will enjoy peace. You will age with grace in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of God will unlock every gateway of success that has been locked in these past 12 months against you in the mighty name of Jesus. The supernatural power of God will lift you up above every natural power in the mighty name of Jesus. The miracle that will change you from ordinary person to extraordinary person is released unto you this year, in this month of your birthday, in the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy and I decree, the Lord will grant unto you gifts that money cannot buy. You will come back to testify in the mighty name of Jesus. In this month of September, you will not cry. You will not mourn. Joy of the Lord will be your portion. Thank you, Father. Lord Almighty, descend now and begin to manifest in the life of your children. That birthday gift that you have already packaged, because when you give somebody a gift, money cannot buy it. Grant it to your children right now. Release it to their hands right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the life of these ones glorify you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is well with you. Brethren, please, a small announcement. This is from Technica. They said, Sunday messages are now available on the House of Glory official website, www.rccghouseofg.org. Then you can now say /sermons. rccghofg/sermons. You can get all the messages there. And the Lord will bless you. They say you can also download it. And you can also upload it as we want. And may the joy and the peace of God be upon you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's clap for you.